Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you here again, Mike.
Good to see you again, too, Ian.
And Mike, last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear that up?
I said start with the word one man, insert the same letter twice, and don't rearrange the other letters to spell a two-word phrase that describes one way to watch a movie. What is the phrase?
Well, what is the phrase?
Well, if you insert two D's, you can spell on demand.
Aha!
Okay, Ian, on May 3rd, 2003, the Old Man of the Mountain, a group of five granite ledges located in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, collapsed almost 200 years after it was discovered. To remember the Old Man, this week our quiz is about the great state of New Hampshire.
Of course. Okay, let's give it a shot.
New Hampshire's four-word state motto comes from an 1809 toast given by General John Stark, the most famous New Hampshire soldier to fight in the American Revolution. What motto is it?
Live free or die?
It is live free or die, and I used to live in New Hampshire and they let me keep my license plate. I display it proudly at my desk at work.
Very cool.
In August of 1852, New Hampshire's Lake Winnipesaukee was the site of the first intercollegiate athletic event in which Harvard defeated Yale in what sport?
I will guess baseball.
Nope. The hint is that it was on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh, hockey.
No.
Oh boy.
Not in August.
Rowing.
Rowing, yes. It was a rowing competition. And that was the start of the Harvard-Yale Regatta, which is now in New London, Connecticut.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The towns of Dixville Notch and Hart's Location vote at midnight on Election Day, as allowed by state law. This tradition was used as part of a storyline in a 2002 episode of what political drama?
I'm just going to hope it's the West Wing.
It's a good hope, because it is.
Coming from you.
Yes. The fictional town they used in the show was called Hartsfield's Landing. With 400 representatives and 24 senators, the New Hampshire legislature, called the General Court, is the third largest elected body in the English-speaking world. What two elected bodies are larger?
I will guess the U.S. House.
Make it the larger body altogether.
The U.S. Congress.
The Congress, right, with 535 members.
Sure. And the House of Commons?
Again, make it the larger body.
Okay, so the British Parliament.
Parliament, yes, with about 1,400 members.
Aha.
Right, and my brother lives in New Hampshire, and he likes to joke that the New Hampshire legislature is so large that they have a representative for their living room. And finally, the river that forms the border of New Hampshire and its western neighbor Vermont is named for another state. What state lends its name to this river?
That's the Connecticut River.
It is the Connecticut River. And an interesting fact, the state border between Vermont and New Hampshire is not actually in the center of the river. It's on the low water mark on the Vermont side. So the entire river along Vermont is actually in New Hampshire.
Those imperialists.
I know. Isn't it great? Well, Ian was a trivia wildcat this week. See, because it's the University of New Hampshire Wildcats.
There's a stretch.
So he's... All right. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over or row if you like to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge.
Well, as our listeners may know, New Hampshire is the granite state, so start with the word granite. Add a letter and rearrange the result in two different ways to get two words that you might hear in a math class. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and hopefully our Concord will continue this same time next week.
Go Wildcats!